Rosh Chodesh Tak is different.
That mitoch shekelo l'shachris v'yarvis, kelo nami b'musafim. Since the kelo shachris v'yarvis is kelo nami b'musafim. Nervous, that means on a regular Rosh Chodesh, when we daven shachris and mariv, we don't say any special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. All we do is we just say Yalav Yavoy. But there's no special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So since there's no special bracha for Rosh Chodesh on Shachris V'Yarvis, who are then when you have to mention it in Musaf, it does need a special bracha by itself.
His Mishnah in Shabbos has a special bracha by itself on Shachris and Arvis. Since there's a special bracha, Semelu who are then by Musaf, you have to mention a special bracha according to Beishamai.
But Rosh Chodesh, that does not have its own bracha. Rosh Chodesh, you just say Yalav Yavoy, but you don't say its own bracha, so when it comes to Musaf, you do not have to have a special bracha for it. So therefore, Beishamai is also made them. That even if you're old, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, but it never needs its own bracha, Rosh Chodesh.
So Rashi, Amar Rav Zeira. L'yoylam Tzarech Lahaskal, tell you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah.
But still, you do not need a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Not the pshat is that Rosh Hashanah's bracha helps for Rosh Chodesh. The mashma the chivon the Rosh Hashanah hainu Rosh Chodesh. To tell me once you say Rosh Hashanah, that's the hainu hach like the other svarim, that you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh. I'll tell you no. The Avinami Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, even if it be a regular Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. V'lav Rosh Hashanah. Loi boi alei bracha b'fnei atzmoi. Rosh Chodesh never needs its own bracha. Elo chaysim v'yendof mekadesh ha-Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Rosh Hashanah. That's all you have to end off. But you never make a special bracha by itself for Rosh Chodesh. V'hilkach, Rosh Hashanah nami, and Rosh Hashanah, chaysim mekadesh Yisrael v'yoyim ha-Zikoron v'Rosh Hashanah. That when it comes out on Rosh Hashanah, Yitaka do have to mention Rosh Chodesh, but it's in one bracha, Yom HaTikar and Rosh HaKadoshim. Even though when it comes out on Shabbos, you need a special bracha for Shabbos and for Rosh Hashanah, of a Rosh Chodesh, Moedah. But on Rosh Chodesh, he's Moedah, you don't have to have a special bracha. Why? Since by Shachris and Mariv, there's no special bracha for Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh comes down the middle of the weekday, the only thing we say special on Shachris is only Yalav Yavoy. You don't have a special bracha. Even when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, the Rosh Chodesh Bavoido, El Babircha Sayyim, of a Michlu the Kalin of Labaf Nayatzmoy. Everybody's masking that on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you don't have to have a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Pshita, you just like Kelul in the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos, you also say Rosh Chodeshim. But you don't have to make a special bracha. So therefore, since Rosh Chodesh does not have its own bracha by Shachris, therefore on Musaf, on Rosh Hashanah, even though you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to have its own bruch according to Beishamai. It's enough to be kelo Rosh Chodesh with Rosh Hashanah together. So that's why the Shami is moida when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos. You only need 10 bruches and not 11 bruches. So the Gemara, Umi Yisle le Beishamai kelo, does Beishamai bechal hope in the svar of kelo? For Tanya we learned Rosh Chodesh shechal liyos b'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, Beishamai yengrin mispalol shmeina. Beishamai says you have to make 8 brachas. Ubeisul lemrin mispalol sheva. And Beisul says no, you only make 7 brachas. But our koponim, you see according to Beishamai, that when Shabbos comes out on Rosh Chodesh, you have to daven 8 brachas. What do you mean 8 brachas? You have to have a special bracha for Shabbos and a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So here you see, according to Beishamai, whenever you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, it has to need its own special bracha. So Abazai Kasha on the Man Yom before, the Chura from Beishamai, we have a Kalorai, he holds that on Rosh Hashanah, you do not have to mention Rosh Chodesh at all. Because if you would have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, then why does he say there's only 10 brachas, there should be 11 brachas? Like once you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh, according to Beishamai, even Rosh Chodesh has its own bracha. So Bzei Shver, why do you say only 10 brachas and Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, a special one for Shabbos? Why don't you have a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh? Elamai to Kloraya, that according to Beishamai, you do not have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So be a raya on Rosh Hashanah, you do not mention Rosh Chodesh at all. That's why you don't need a special bracha. So Drashi,
Does the Shammai hold that when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos in Musaf, you only mention one bracha? He says, "Klo no, mispalu shemayna." You have to say Shor Rosh Chodesh, v'shel Shabbos. Over Musafim come, it's talking about Tfilas on Musaf, that you have to mention a special bracha according to the Shammai for Shabbos and a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So the Zagrashi Kashia, according to the Shammai, it's a klo kashia on the other man, the yomer. Ushmaminu, we have a klo raya. Kivon the b'shasha vosses ko boi b'shamai. Bracha lo Rosh Chodesh. Uv Rosh Hashanah loy boi, the time mishum dizikaron the Rosh Hashanah oilo loy. The pshat is, because on Rosh Hashanah, you do not have to mention Rosh Chodesh at all. Ushmaminu, afilu michlolo. You're not even koilu. You don't even have to mention in the same bracha, yoyim Rosh Chodesh azeh. V'yav kure lam loy binyam. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all on Rosh Hashanah. So according to Vesham, now co-portant, you have this raya. Right. So the more of a koilal atzmoy tanoyi. Right. So the more of a koilal atzmoy tanoyi. And koil itself is a machoikis tanoyim. If you have to mention Rosh Chodesh together or not. The svar of koilal. Trashu koilal atzmoy tishachris v'yarvis b'Rosh Chodesh shachal liyos b'Shabbos. As a regular Rosh Chodesh that comes out on Shabbos. On Shachris, you have to mention both or not. Do we mention in the bracha or Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh or not? So the more that's a tanoim, machlokes tanoim. The Tanya, Shabbos shechal lius Rosh Chodesh. If you have a Shabbos that came out on Rosh Chodesh, oy b'chol shemoyed, or else Rosh Chodesh came out on chol shemoyed. Shabbos came out on chol shemoyed. His Shabbos came out either on Rosh Chodesh, or else Shabbos came out on chol shemoyed. Is alocha arvis shachris mincha mispalo kerdarkei sheva. It's Shabbos. You have to say only the seven brachas of Shabbos. That's all. That's all. And in Avoida, in you say Yal V'Yavoy, that's all, nothing more. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all in the bracha of Shachris. You just say Shabbos, Mekadosh HaShabbos. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh. You only say Yal V'Yavoy. So Drashi Tanoihi, Diyika Tana Dafilu Kedol Leslei. Eloi Me Yal V'Yavoy Bavoida Kebuchel, that's all. Abu V'Bircha Sayoim Ein Aniska Klal Afilu Kedoloi. On Shabbos, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all. You just say Mikadosh HaShabbos, and Rosh Chodesh is only in Yalav Yovoy. It's not like we do Lamaitza. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, for Hoido, he says not in Yalav Yovoy, you say in Hoido, but in Moidim. It's not by Ritzay, but you say Yalav Yovoy in Hoido in Moidim. V'yim lo Yoma, if you didn't say Yalav Yovoy in Rosh Chodesh, or on Chol HaMoid, is Alochem Azdiru Noisai. You have to daven over again. If you said Shachris without saying Yalav Yovoy, you have to daven over again Shachris. Over Musafim, what about Musaf? Again, we're talking about a Shabbos that came out either on Rosh Chodesh or came out on Chol HaMoed. When it comes to Musaf, Maschil B'Shal Shabbos. You start talking about Shabbos, say that the Rashi says, V'titen lono es yom ha-menucha zeh. That's all. You just talk about Shabbos. U'Messayim B'Shal Shabbos. And at the end you just say also, Messayim Rashi means, Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Suloi. And the bracha all you say is Mekadesh HaShabbos. V'yoymeh kedushas hayoyim b'yemtza. In the middle of the bracha, then you do say, or Rosh Chodesh azeh, or Chag HaSukkos azeh, you do mention it. So Rashi miyu b'masofim, b'yemtza bracha nichlal. In the middle of the bracha, you do have to mention it. You don't say yalav yavoy, but you mention it in the middle of the bracha. Avol shachris v'yarvis, ein a nichlal afilu b'yemtza. Mashenke mashachris, you don't mention at all in the middle of any brachas. You just say yalav yavoy. V'hai tano leskle kerle shachris v'yarvis. This time holds there's no din kodol at all, shachris v'yarvis. You do not mention in the bracha at all about Rosh Chodesh or Yom or Chol HaMoed. You just say Shabbos, that's all. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael ben Noshe, Rabbi Yechon and Abruka Oimrim, they say like this, Kol mokom shezokut l'sheva. Anytime you have to say seven brachas, that means you have to say Mekadesh HaShabbos. You daven either on Shabbos or a Yom Tov davening. Is maschil b'shal Shabbos. You start off with Shabbos, or misayim b'shal Shabbos. And you say the Kedusha Sayyim B'Yemtza. Hey, so the Kur Kol Mokka means even Shachris. Even Shachris and Maariv, also you talk about Rosh Chodesh or Sukkis in the middle. But by the end of the bracha, you don't say it all. So Rashi, Kol Mokka Shazokah L'Sheva means Afilu Ashachris V'Yarvis. It's Kedusha Sayyim Shal Rosh Chodesh. Im Shal Shabbos, Goyin Es Yoyim Hamnuch Hazer, V'Yes Yoyim Rosh Chodesh Hazer. V'Yim Moedhu, Es Yoyim Hashabbos Hazer, V'Yes Yoyim Chag Tlani Hazer. That's all we say according to these two mandiyomim. So the kids, according to both of these mandiyomim, when you end off the bracha, you never mention Rosh Chodesh. All you end off is just saying Mekadesh HaShabbos, according to both of them, even by Musaf. It is only machlekes and shachris, Do you also mention in the middle of the bracha Rosh Chodesh and Chag HaSukkos, or you don't even mention that in the middle of the bracha? But both man yom hold here the end bracha Zay by Musaf Zay by Shachris is only Mekadesh HaShabbos. So Rashi says, you should know the psak is that of a Masechta Beitza Kavinon Hilchos Sadaloiki Ani Tanoi. We pass it not like these two man yomim. Or the Messiah may be Shal Shabbos Lechudei. They both say you only end off Shal Shabbos to Musafim. Elo, what do we do? Ask Kedusha Sayoin Boyelat Kuru Bechasima. We do mention Rosh Chodesh when we end off the Bracha. And we say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yazmanin. Of Rosh Chodesh, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Rosh Chodoshim. Hey, that's because the Gemara and Beitza, that's all we paskin. Hey, not like the two man yomim here in Ervin. Avol b'may dekoma, shachwes v'yarvis nospalo kadarkoi, v'yomim yein ha-moro b'avoido, hilchos ha-kavosei. That yes. That in Shachris we don't end off Mekadesh HaShabbos b'rosh ha-chodesh, we just end off Mekadesh HaShabbos. And we only say yal v'yovi, that's all. That we do paskin. Now, v'gabe kol d'shachwes v'yarvis kabinon, ein hilchos ha-kois ha-zug. The army kolmokum shazokal l'sheva kolo perik shem the beitzer. That we do not paskin kolo by shachris and arvis. Hey shachris for arvis. When Shabbos comes out of Rosh Chodesh, you just end off the bracha mekadesh haShabbos. The only thing special you say in shachris is only yalav yovri, not more. Mashtenkin, when it comes to Musaf, that we paskin not like the two man yom here, but by Musaf we do hold the end of the bracha mekadesh haShabbos v'Yisrael v'Yazmanim. That we do say. But I call part of Frati Gemara by yours. The more my heavy law, what's the maskon on the gate tower Shiloh? So Rash learns Ma'ala Haskir Shel Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. The original Shiloh, on every Rosh Hashanah, do you have to mention Rosh Chodesh or not? What's the maskon? And to the Gemara, Omer Rav Chizda, Zikoron Echod Oiloloi Lekanu Lekan. No, all we just say is Yom HaZikoron Hazeh, and that includes Rosh Chodesh also. The Chena Merab is Zikoron Echad Oilolo Lekan Lekan. Just saying one Zikoron, that helps for both. That's why we hold that one Zikoron helps for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. Right. So tomorrow, V'yomar Rabba Ki Hevinim Bei Rav Huna. When I was by Rav Huna, Iboilo Mukleat Shiloh. We asked the Shiloh. Ma'u Loim Ezman Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim. Do we have to say Yeshech Yonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Alch Mataras V'yoyin. Al Tachag from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, do you have to say a Zman of Hashech Yonu? Hey, just like on Sukkot and Pesach, we say Hashech Yonu. The Shaila, what about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? What's the Shaila? Kivun di Zman li Zman osi amrinim. About it comes in a time, comes once a year, comes in a special time. Semela doesn't, it's not often, comes in a long time. Mez after you start to say Hashech Yonu. I do ma kivun di Yikru regalim loy amrinim. Since it's not called a regal, hey, the Gimel Regalim are only Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, not Rosh Hashanah. So maybe Hashech Yonu is telling the Regalim. It's not telling Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So that's a Shiloh. So you have to say Rosh Chodesh, you have to say Hashech Yonu or not on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara Lehevet B'Yodi, he didn't know what the answer was. He didn't know if you have to say Zman or not. So the Gemara Kiyosi Bei Rav Yehuda, when he went to Rav Yehuda, Omar Ano, he said like this. And he Omar Ano Akro Charato Nami Amin Zman. Even when I eat a new peri, here's a pumpkin, I eat a new pumpkin, a new akro, I make a bracha, make a shech yonu. So here you see, it's not totally a din in a regal. You have to have a tremendous simcha like regolum to come. It's not a din in a yomtiv. So then anything that comes, nizman lizman, when it comes, you have to make a shech yonu. So just like I make a shech yonu on a new peri, the churavadah, Rosh Hashanah, you have to make a shech yonu. So drashi akro charato, kishani roya, the last chadoshim, mishon l'shona amino zman. When I see the new peri, I make the bracha. So Rashi says, Yivai says, when you see it, you can make the bracha. Who adin, if you didn't make it, when you see it, who adin, the first time you eat it, also you can make the bracha shech yonu. So I call upon him, shiti, you should make a shech yonu on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara like this, omalei rishus loy komi boili. Avad, if you want to, you could say a shech yonu. Just like on a peri, a new peri, it's only rishus. Mashman is no chayiv to do it. There's no chayiv. It's Rishus, if you want to, you have Hano, the new Kairin, you make a Shech Yonu. But a Chayiv is not an act. Now, Kikomi Boiler, what's my Shiloh? Chayiva. Is there a Chayiv to say a Shech Yonu on Rosh Hashanah? Hey, so on the Gimel Regolem, there's a Chayiv. When you, with the beginning of the Yom Tov, we say it by Kiddush, there's a Chayiv to say a Shech Yonu. And if you didn't say it the first day, you have to say it throughout the whole Yom Tov. Anytime you remember, throughout the Yom Tov, you say a Shech Yonu. Because there it's a Chayiva to say it.
So the shaila is, does Rosh Hashanah have this chayiv or not? Rosh Hashanah just a rishus. If you want to, yes. If not, not. That was the shaila. My, what's the halacha? Omalei Rav Shmuel Yarmat. Yes, the chiyuv is only on the Gimur Regolim and not on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But the Mar Meisvei, the pasuk says, "Tein chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina." Give a chelik for something that has to do with seven, and also tate. What does that mean? We have the lezer v'oina, shiva elu zayin yimei brachos, and shmoina elu ches yimei mila. Goes on the 8 days of mila. Rashi, elu shiva yimei brachos, ha-shabbos nivcha mitoichoi. That Shabbos is something special about the shiva yimei brachos. And Shemani Yemei Mila, Hashmina Nivcha B'Toychad, 8th day is special for Mila. That's Pshanis Pasik. Like Tein Chelim, he gives something special to Shabbos, and gives something special to the 8th day, that is the Mitzvah Mila. We have Yeshua Oimer, Shiva Elo, Shiva Yemei Pesach, goes on the 7 days of Pesach. Shemani Elo, Shemani Yemei Achad, goes on 8 days of Sukkis. Yeshua Oimer, V'gam, L'Rabbi Satzeres, Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim. That even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also has this Chiddush of Tein Chelik gives something special. So the more my love, what does it mean gives something special to? Lizman, that there's a Chiyav, I'll tell you, to say a Shech Yonu. So for enough in the Pasuk, we dash to it, there's a Chiyav to say a Shech Yonu, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the Gemara, Loi LeBrocha, no, maybe there's no Chiyav to say Shech Yonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It means time, you have to make a Brocha, that's all. So Trashi, LeBrocha means, the Mavorchen Kol Yoyna Mekadesh Yisro V'Yazmanim. You have to make a special bracha on these Yom Tovim. That's all. So Arbad and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also make a special bracha. Maybe that's all. So the Gemara Hachanami Mestarva. This is Mestarva also. That all the Pesach means is just to say the bracha in davening and not to mean a Shech Yonu. This Agudatik Lizman, because if you're going to tell me what the Pesach is talking about, Lizman, there's a Chiyuv to say a Shech Yonu, or the Zoy Zman Kol Shiva Miiko. Is there a Chiyuv to say a Shech Yonu all 7 days of Pesach? The Chiyuv is to say it the first day, that's all. Once he said it, once he yaitza. So what do you mean 7 days of Zman? So the Marahol Lakash, this wouldn't be so shver. Dilei Mavarach Yidna, Mavarach Lamachar Liyayim Uchra. It means if he didn't make the bracha the first day Yomtiv, you should know he can still say the bracha the second day, the third day, the fourth day, up until the seventh day. And since there's a Chiyuv to say a Shech Yonu, this will be a Rishus. Usually the klal is that once you wait to Paris once, the second time you don't say a Shech Yonu anymore. But that's only a Rishus. Mashenka, when it's a chayiv, the pshat is a chayiv upon you. You could be mekayim, your chayiv, all 7 days of Yom Tov. We didn't say it the first day, you can still say it the last day also. So the Baitel wouldn't be shver. Maybe the pasuk is going on a chayiv to say, Zman to say Shech Yonu. Fredi Gemara, Kashrid, Zabi Kol Mokom, Vin and Kois. It didn't ask him either. If you heard, you have to say Shech Yonu, but turn us a chayiv, then the chayiv is to say it on a Kois. You have to say Shech Yonu with chila, like by Kiddush, where we say it, Allah Kois. There's such an Indian. So what's the kasha? So Rashi learns the kasha is mikol mokam kais binon leil mahad aluk mehochin avim mistarv. We're going back to say a svaro why the postik is not talking about Zman. It's not talking about Shech Yonu. Because if it's talking about Shech Yonu, you can only make a Shech Yonu on the kais. And the Rashi is talking about Zman called Zion miikod udukom adiloy amidno omalamocha or just gave a teretz. If you don't say the first day Zman, say the second, third, or fourth day. It's still shver. You have to say the Shech Yonu on a kois sho yayin. That's why it's a mitzvah. That after the first day of Yontif, not too many people have yayin anymore. So this is what you tell me the puzzle is telling you, that any one of the 7 days, if you didn't say the first day, you have to say the Shech Yonu the second day, how could the Torah give you a chiyuv to say the Shech Yonu then? It's a mitzvah. People don't have wine then. So what's the kasha face? What's the term that they wouldn't tell you to say a Shech Yonu if people can't be mekayimit? If all people don't have wine, they wouldn't tell you to do it. Or else it's not mistavro. It must be mother. To say what? Well, the half minute is the chayit to do a dafka on wine. Without wine, you're not yoyse. We'll soon say, we don't hold like that. But the half minute is the dafka has to be in wine. So Rashi learns the mice says people don't have wine, so it's not mistabra Torah gets such a chiyuv. Empty Gemara nein, I'll tell you deeply like kois. Nein, that's not shver. We're talking about you have to make Shech Yonu throughout the rest of the 7 days. If you didn't say the first day, you need a kois. Einichnami, we're talking about people that have a kois, or we'll have to find a kois. That wouldn't be so shver. Either the guy person does have, or else we'll have to go and find one.
Shrashiola Kashia, the Nikla Lekois, Uliola Mazman Koi, Uli Rav Nachman let this side. There wouldn't be any riots for Rav Nachman. So the Mara. No, we are skip line here. Mikol Mokam Bin and Kois, no, this is the Kashia. Mikol Mokam Bin before. Mikol Mokam Bin and Kois, this is the Kashia. So the Churo, that since you need a Kois, it should be shver, I people don't have wine. Said the Gemara, no. I'll tell you, Levi Masanel Rav Nachman, this should be a riot to Rav Nachman Shita. The Yom Rav Nachman Zman, Oim Rav Filo Bashuk. Rav Nachman holds no, is Shechiyonu on Yom Tif. If you didn't say it the first night by Kiddush, the Chiv is to say it any day of Yom Tif. And the second you remind yourself, you didn't say Shechiyonu, you're allowed to say it, even in the middle of the street. There's a according to Rav Nachman, you do not need a Kais to say Shechiyonu on. So Chura, maybe the pshat from this pasuk is you have to say a Shechiyonu any one of the 7 days if you didn't say it the first day. Ah, you need a kais. It's a riot to Rav Nachman that you don't need a kais. And this the Gemara says back, no. Holy Kasha, the Yikli Lei Kais. Tell you no, the Mitzvah Rav Rashi says there's no riot to Rav Nachman. Really, we're talking about a Shechiyonu. And I tell you, a Shechiyonu needs a kais. I, the Kashmir, some people don't have kais, don't have wine, the second, third, or fourth day. We're talking about when they do have wine. Suppose if we're just telling you that there's a chayyut to say Shechiyonu once in Yom Tov. If you didn't say it at the beginning, any time throughout Yom Tov, you could still say it. So the Bible, there's no raya, maybe this post is talking about a kais, is talking about Shechiyonu. So the Mara, Hotena Chatzeres Rosh Hashanah. This is good on Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah, it's good, you could drink the kais, so you can make a Shechiyonu on a kais. Of Yom Kippurim, hechi yovit. But on Yom Kippur, as you told me, there's a chiyuv to say, or zman, you have to say Shechiyonu. And we're going now, not like Rav Nachman, that the Shechiyonu b'davka has to be on a kais. How could you make a Shechiyonu on a kais on Yom Kippur? You're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara, im avorach alei v'shosi lei. Yom Kippur, hechi yovit. Im avorach alei v'shosi lei. You can tell me what he makes the bracha, and after he makes the bracha, then he'll drink it. Is the kasha kiv with the Yom Hazman. As soon as he said the Shechiyonu on Yom Kippur is kiblu alei, he was makabel upon himself Yom Kippur. That's the kabbal of Yom Kippur to say the Shechiyonu. And he's also to drink the wine then. So once he says the Shechiyonu, he can't drink the wine. Sadrashi, Tena Chateres Rosh Hashanah, Ikla Meimad Isman Akais Kom Alei, El Yom HaKippurim, Ib Isman Mukmas Leif, the Pozik Hasson, about saying a Shechiyonu, Akorkach Siyat Rav Nachman. The Kura, then you have to have a riot to Rav Nachman, he. The Al HaKais Hechi Levin, that what the riot is like Rav Nachman, that the Kais, that a Shechiyonu, does not have to be in a Kais. You can say a Shechiyonu even in the middle of the street. So Meila on Rosh Yom Kippur, where you can't drink, and a Chanami, say a Shechiyonu without a Kais. Rashi Wardim of Orchalei, because Elamai can tell me no. You do need a kais, and the person makes the bracha v'shosla, and he drinks it. Lachura, once he made the Shechiyonu, he's also he's the mekabel Yom Tov, he's mekabel Yom Kippur. It's also for him to drink. Yizamara Raifis, the Omalei Rav Yirmiya Baraba L'Rav, Rav Yirmiya Yisrabaraba to Rav Mi Bodlis. Did you like accept upon yourself like a place for Shabbos, like not to do malachah anymore? The Yom Malay in Badilna. Yes, I was makabel upon myself. So bring an arayah that once you makabel upon yourself Shabbos, or was negated to us as Yom Kippur. Once you make a kabbalah of Yom Kippur, it's chal yisur Yom Kippur, but you're not allowed to drink the wine. So here, if you told me you have to have the Shechiyonu on a kais, so once you make the Shechiyonu, that's the kabbalah of Yom Kippur, you can't drink it anymore. So Drashi, this is just a raya. Drashi, me bodless. Pam machas that once happened, Niskashru Shemayim Bovim. It got very cloudy outside. V'espalo Rav Shoshasov Vajoyim. And Rav Davin Marav, then he thought it was night, he thought it was Shabbos ready, and really it was still Friday. V'yomalei Rav Yirmila Rav, mi bodles min amlocha, mi minj misha kibalto lecha Shabbos, since you're a makabel Shabbos, you have to stop doing malocha. V'yomalei in badilna, yes, since I was makabel Shabbos, and providing was after the plag hamincha, you're allowed to be makabel Shabbos, so once you're Makabal Shabbos, even though it's a boy join, you can't do Malacha. It's the same thing here on Yom Kippur. Once you say a Shechiyonu, even though it's still join, but about it after Plaga Mincha, it blives a Kabbalah for Yom Kippur. So Bazaar, you can't make the Shechiyonu on the Kais on Yom Kippur. So Chura of Manashrecha should be a riot to Rav Nachman then, that the Shechiyonu does not need a Kais. So the Gemara maybe no. Atayi Levorach Olei Velanche. Make a Brocha, make a Shechiyonu on the Kais, and leave the Kais there. You won't make a bar of Piyagofen, you won't drink it in a chanami, you'll just put it down. For the Gemara name, that you can't, and the Gemara that you can't do. Ha-mevorech tzor shiitim. Is the halacha, the one that makes the brocha has to drink from the kais. It's like if you're zoyin, if you make a brocha on a kais and don't drink from the kais. Yeah. So, this is the kasha, what you can't stand say, make a shech yonu and put the kais down, because the klal ha-mavorach tzorach shayitun, that the one that makes the brocha, he has to drink from it. Shrat yomara nachan eitzu do, leis fel yinuka, why don't we give it though to a tinnik? Let a young child drink the wine. The jil taka make the brocha, and you let the tinnik drink it. So at yomara, name le-tilchasak ravacha, we don't pass like ravacha. Why? Val dilma osu le-mitzrach, we are afraid. We can't let a tinnik drink the wine, because if he drinks the wine this year, maybe next year, even when he comes to Godel, he'll also drink the wine. So we're afraid the Master Mitzvah will come and do after this again next year, so we don't let him do it. So the kid said, there's no way to let the tinnik drink the wine. See Rashi? Leis v'l yinuka, lishtoi soy, liyachash yivorech olav. Let him avorech, the one that made a shech yonu, let him also make a avorech yagofen. But instead of him drinking it, he'll give it to a tinnik to drink it. The Aisha Yitim the Koma, that's what we say, the ones that make the brocha has to be toy and has to taste it, lav das the Koma, am avorach. It doesn't mean the one that makes the brocha, he has to taste the wine. Du adin kishrasi achrini. It's enough even if somebody else drinks the wine. So Rashi says, why? The time of mishum di gnayu l'kaisho brocha shlo yehenu adim imenu, li alter. It's a gnay, if you have a kaisho brocha, that means you set a brocha over this kais, like here you made a shech yonu on this kais, and if nobody drinks from this kais the wine, it's a bizoyin to the kais. If you don't drink right away, shetei bircha sayayin the bar piagofen shalei letzarech, that you made a bracha shalei letzarech. Melo michitoyim layachrin eshapadami. So melo, if anybody drinks from it, not the one that made the bracha, even if only a tinnik drinks from it, it's also good. Ogratayin namen begemar the perak reb bezrach says in Rosh Hashanah layifra sadam prusa liyorchim helim ke moichli moyim shrehein yecholim laasayis. Is what that for your own children, you allow to make the bracha for them, so you make the bracha, and they go ahead and eat it. So this is the kash lechura, we have an eitz how you can make the bracha on a kais, and make a bar priyagofim, and you let the tinnik drink it. So in this sense, for the Gemara, then that's not a good eitz. So drach revachar by Yaakov, drach shiloh yisparish. He doesn't know where he said his halacha, but our kol is saying we don't hold like him. Why? The Yosla Misruch had tinik liyachar minik zeh. If we're going to let such a minik be that we give the kais for a tinik to drink it, we're lishtes beyond the kippurim achashi yigol. We're afraid that who was in the tinik will do it next year also, after it becomes bigger. So Mel, there's no eitza to let the tinik drink the wine on Yom Kippur, because we're afraid to go ahead and do it later. So Chura, this Slavara would have a kasha then. How could you make the shech yonu on Yom Kippur if you need a kais? You can't drink the wine on Yom Kippur. So how could you make the bracha? So the Chura Elamai, the Elamai the Chura has to be right to Rav Nachman. That what? That you don't need a kais. You can make your shech yonu not on a kais. The Chura, this should be right to Rav Nachman. Like on the tzad, we dash in this posik, goes on Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur does need a shech yonu, it's a riot to Rav Nachman, that a shech yonu does not padavka need a kais, avada mitchili yisayed on a kais, yisayed by Kiddush. But shech on Yom Kippur, we have no kais, you're not allowed to drink it, so nechnami, the din will be, you can make a shech yonu without a kais. Now the Ritzvah speaks out here, or the Tzai speaks out about it. Yeah, that we say we don't let the tinnik drink the wine on Yom Kippur, because we're afraid maybe next year when he comes to Godol, he'll also drink the wine. The Chorus Akasha has a tinnik ever eat on Yom Kippur. How do we let a tinnik eat on Yom Kippur? Why aren't we afraid next year he'll eat also? Hell, my wife says a tinnik, we're not afraid. So, I'm not sure if this stays the same.
The one with the brocha will remind him, what do we worry about the tinnik? Is the Godol there that takes the brocha out?
Right, so Tzai's also like that. Tzai says, "Amar Rabbi Shmuel, dafka gam bizman shu kvua chashin du mosle misruch, av lemiro bris mila betisha bov av yom kippurim lehevi elakroi biyama lechashin du mosle misruch." That the stam, if a bris came out, then you could give it to a tinnik. Only this that happens every single year, the double kvua that happens every single year, then we're afraid maybe we'll do it next year. But the Dvar says a little bit different. The Dvar says the pshat is that. With Rabbanan didn't want to make a beferishnik a takona that you have to give it to a tinnik, because then we're afraid that since the tinnik saw the chomer made a takana, I should take it, he'll go ahead and eat it next year also, drink it next year. It's like the chomer did something special for me. Is that that stam a tinnik eats by himself, he does by himself, that we're not afraid he'll do it again next year? Because that a tinnik knows, this year I was a tinnik, next year I'm a godl, I'm not allowed to eat. But here the rabbonim should make a ferishing a takana, to give something to a tinnik, that the rabbonim wouldn't do. It's the smart rabbonim wouldn't make a takana. Because now maybe something will come out of it next year. The kid will still eat it next year. So smart rabbonim don't make just takonas. So I call upon him, there's no such takana to let the kid drink the wine on Yom Kippur. So who on the side, you do have to make a shech yonu. It's a chloriter of Nachman. And the way we do the ma'isa, that we do make a shech yonu, but we don't use a kais. So the Gemara might have a law. What's the maskona? What should we do? What's the law? Do we have to share a shech yonu or don't we? Rashi says, Sorach leimez man, Goshana Yom Kippurim or loy. What's the law? Hey, do you or don't you? Before we had a riot from Tain Chelik Leshiv, it's a machlokes. One man, the Yom Adashin's attack on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, as even that wasn't claw, it's going on Zman. The Gemara was match, maybe it's only going on a brocha. It's only going, you have to say a brocha in tefillah. So the kids, if we didn't have any claw raya yet, that you have to say a Zman on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There's no 100% raya. So for the Gemara, my have a law, what's the maskona? What do we have to do? Do we have a chiyuv to say a Shech Yonu or not? So the Gemara showed Ru Rabbonin, the Rav Yemar, Saba, Kaimad, Rav Chizda. So the Rabbonin didn't know the locha, so he sent Rav Yemar to go visit by Rav Chizda and see how Rav Chizda does on Rosh Hashanah. But Maila Yemar the Rosh Hashanah, they send Rav Yemar to see Rav Chizda on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Today he'll be by Rav Chizda in Rosh Hashanah and he'll see if he makes the bracha or not. Is Omalei Zil Chazi Hechi Yovid Uvda and Toim Alon. Go see how Rav Chizda makes the Shech Yonu and come back and tell us if he does or he doesn't, on the case not. Come back and tell us. Is Chazayu, when Rav Chizda saw that Rav Yemi came there, Omalei, he said to him, "He's the loyal retivo rafsalei beduchte. If somebody picks up like a wet piece of wood, it's a raya, he needs the place where it is." In other words, what are you doing with a wet thing? You can't use a wet thing. Tell the Ma'at Shatid, you need the place where it is. In other words, nobody does anything in vain. So Mestamer Chizda is saying, since you came here, you came for a purpose. Like you understood already why Rav Yehme came. Rav Yehme came to see what the locher is. Rav Chizda understood that. Is the Maisu was Aisile Kisa the Chamra. So they brought in front of him the Kais, the Becher, to make Kiddush on. Kiddush, he made Kiddush. V'yomazman, and he said right away, Shech Yonu. The Hilchuson, the locher is, Oymazman, Rosh Hashanah V'yom Kippurim. You have a chiyuv to say your Shech Yonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Ilchus says the man Oimrei Afilu Beshuk. The Lachu is like Reb Nachman that if you don't have a kais or on Yom Kippur where you can't make a Shech Yonu on a kais, that then is you are allowed to make a Shech Yonu even Beshuk, even though it's not our kais, still you can make the Shech Yonu. So Rashi, Katchazet Rashi Reb Chizla Reb Yeba. When Reb Chizla saw Reb Yeba of Yemar. Or Rav Yehuda, the Rashi of the Girsum, Omalei, the loyal retiva, Rav Solei Beduchta, Hamagviya Eitzlacha. Somebody picks up a wet piece of wood, Shein or Royal Hesek, it's not Roy right now to use it for burning with, is Yeduah Shasorachlim Koimai. We know that the person picked it up because he wants to sit down or use that place. Hoyo Vielov Einetzorach. He does need the wood itself. Shachinam Loyegviyu. That nobody picks up something for nothing. So what the gate was is Koimar. Achinam Loybos Lakan. And the Chizda understood you didn't stam come for nothing. The stam you came to find out halacha, and he understood the halacha is he wanted to know do you say a Shech Yonu or not. So that was the Maaseh of Chizda right away did say a Shech Yonu, and that's halacha. There's a chiyuv to say a Shech Yonu and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And if you don't have a kais, then you say it afilu b'shuk. More baita. B'yom Rabba ki yavin and bei rafuna when we bar rafuna I boilon we yes to shayla I boilon bei
bar bei rav.
Amid the chachamim is Dei bar Rav diyaspi betanisa b'marli shabosa. He's brought on halacha that chassidim fast every Friday. The covered Shabbos to do tshuva on Friday, because they're going to Shabbos, there's a meaning to fast on Friday to do tshuva. So bar dei Rav, the choshev people, diyaspi betanisa b'marli shabata, that they fast every Friday, is ma'al lashlume. So they have to finish their tainis mamash until tzetik chovim. They can't eat until tzetik chovim, or else no.
Or else they could eat earlier, even before the end of the Tainis.
It's still Yom, but once Yom HaKabal Shabbos, your Tainis ends and you let it go and make Kiddush and eat right away. That's the Shaila. Or else, no, since you're Makabal Tainis Friday, the Tainis goes until Tzetzik HaKovim. If Lehebe Biyodi didn't have an answer. Osla came with Rav Yehuda, Lehebe Biyodi also didn't have an answer. They came in front of Rav Yehuda, he also didn't have an answer. Omar Rob, Rav said, Nachzayu Anan, let's see ourselves, what should be the halacha. The Tanya we learned, Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, so Melech Tanitcha, we first parved on Sunday, the Chain Erev Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos. Or else if Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday,